Something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina Myra here. It is Saturday, and the last time we had this lady on the phone, we had no idea the success that was about to happen. Ruth Ann Cunningham, good morning, how are you?
Good morning, thanks for having me.
Well, your charity song that you got all the women in Ireland basically together for the cover version of the Cranberries' Dreams, it kind of took off, didn't it, the last time we spoke to you?
Yeah, I was so nervous when we were releasing it because I wasn't sure how it would be received, and it just really just went mad and viral and just such amazing support from everyone in Ireland. It was amazing to see him raising so much money for Safe Ireland for domestic abuse. It just really was such a positive thing to come out of what was a really tough year for everyone. So it was great for all the girls. We just loved it.
Because at the time everyone was saying to you, are you mad? How are you going to actually get this together? Because people can't come together in a studio. How are you supposed to actually arrange all this? And there's so many women on the song as well. How would it actually happen? And you made it happen. Good woman.
It was definitely, I didn't sleep for about 6 days trying to get it arranged and produced and everything. But, you know, I'm so glad that we did it. And I'm so glad that we had so many amazing Irish female artists involved. And it was just a really good project for everyone.
Yeah. And did you raise an awful lot of money? Did you get the final
figure? Yeah, we raised over €250,000 euro for Safe Ireland.
That was kind of all right, wasn't it? Yeah. So listen, you didn't decide to put down the microphone then and take a break. You were straight back at it again, making more music. Tell us about the new song.
So my new EP is out. It's got my new single on it, which is called The Way I Love You. And the EP is called The Way I Love You. And basically, it's just a collection of songs that I did over lockdown that really speak to what I think we're all going through. There's mental health. I touch on just about mental health and a lot of love. You know, it was very much a time where we realized how important our loved ones were. And this music kind of reflects that. And then also, since I got so into kind of women's movements and women's empowerment, and there's The Way I Love You is a song really about, you know, stepping into your womanhood and walking away from toxic situations and situations that don't serve you.
So not just walking away from toxic, you know, men, for example, but I guess it's about anything in life. You can apply to anything in your life, because there's so many people, even during lockdown, they've realised, I think COVID has made them realise, that they're not in the job they necessarily want to be in, or they're not living where they want to be living, or they've got a friend who's very, it's a very one-sided friendship, the friend that texts, that you text all the time, that doesn't text you back. So it can be about anything in your life, really, can't it?
Yeah, no, the song is basically saying, like, I'm taking it back because you don't love me, you love the way I love you. And I think that can be about a lot of things in life. It's not just about a relationship. It's about it can be about friendship, business, work, anything that isn't serving you and that you just need to have the strength to walk away from. And I think in my first album I was going through a lot of heartbreak, but in this EP I've definitely stepped more into strength and empowerment and going, you know what, that doesn't serve me at all. It's draining the energy out of me.
Do you think, Ruth Ann, do you think that's an age thing, because we're getting a bit older?
It might be the wisdom that comes with getting older and realizing what's important. But I think lockdown and the pandemic really showed everyone what's important and what they wanted out of their lives, and we all got a chance to kind of slow down and look around and go, what's really important and what, you know, do I really want out of my life? And I think that this EP kind of is a collection of songs that is that for me.
Yeah, because I mean, your life, I mean, from a very young age, probably from teens really, it's been all on the go, hasn't it, between working in LA and London and everything. And you know, you've been songwriting and doing your own music and songwriting for like the biggest stars in the world. Could you do a bit of a name drop there? Who have you worked with?
I've worked with Britney Spears and Niall Horan and One Direction and Martin Garrix and Bebe Rexha and JoJo, and I wrote the new Diana Ross single, which is coming out in September.
Did
her new album.
Oh my god, wow. And do you get to meet these people, or is it hand over your song and you never see them?
It depends. Some people you're in the room with, like me and Niall have worked on all the songs together, because he's very involved in the music. And then some people, they hear the song and they take the song and they record it, and you never meet them, but you just get to know that you were part of their music history in some way.
Yeah, there's something about Niall, I don't know what it is. I really fancy him, and I shouldn't. He's way too young for me.
Oh, God.
And I'm married.
No, he's a lovely guy. He's a lovely guy.
Oh, he seems great. I met him when One Direction were first out and he came into the radio station. Actually, they hadn't even released their first single. They were about to release their first single. And I've never seen so many girls on the street outside waiting. They all knew that they were coming, even though, you know, it was top secret. But he's done so well. And he's definitely remained kind of really sound. He hasn't let it go to his head. Because I know he did a lot for charity as well. So you've had a busy lockdown writing music. You've also been making babies. Tell me all. Yeah. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm 26 weeks now. So I'm, you know, over halfway. It's a rainbow baby that we have on the way. So it feels, you know, I think having a baby is a miracle. And I'm just grateful to be pregnant today. And with every day, I'm just taking it one day at a time and just hoping for the best. Staying hopeful.
Are you taking it easy? Because I think if anybody doesn't know what a rainbow baby is a pregnancy after a loss. So you did have a loss earlier on in the year, didn't you?
Yeah, I had a loss in January, which was hard to go through and very traumatic. And I think a lot of the time as women, we're not really told what actually a miscarriage is and what it entails. So definitely it's quite traumatic for me, but I really feel like the baby that I lost, our little one, is helping my rainbow baby grow stronger and it's with us as an angel. And so I'm trying to, you know, always keep my first baby with us on this journey and just really looking forward to the rainbow baby coming in. It really is it's a miracle to have a baby. So I just feel grateful to be having one.
Yeah, absolutely. And have you found, you know, since this happened to you, that you're meeting more and more women who've also had a miscarriage? You almost kind of, you don't know how common it is until you go through it.
Yeah, you kind of feel like you're alone when you're going through it. Like you've heard of people, but it's very important to talk about it because I'm quite an open person. So I started talking about it to my friends, and then you find out that a lot of your friends have had one, or your family members have had them, or your aunties, and you're like, oh my God, I had no idea. I think women kind of feel like it's a burden to talk about, or it's hard to talk about, or people don't know what to say. So they kind of keep it to themselves, or they deal with it privately. Yeah. But I found a lot of, very therapeutic actually talking to other women about it, because it kind of made me feel like I wasn't alone, and that it's so common. And it's so horrific, but it's really important that we talk about it. It's really important that to have that support, because I felt very supported when I heard other women's stories. It just made me feel like less alone, you know. So I think it's important to remove the stigma about it, because I think women are kind of expected to just jump back into society like nothing ever happened. And it can really be a very deep traumatic thing for women that never goes away. It kind of sticks in your heart. So it's just important to really talk and make sure that you get the help that you need after.
Yeah, because I even said to you, Ruth Ann, before we came on air here, I just said, is it something that we can mention in the interview, or is it something you'd rather skip over? And you were saying, no, absolutely, I will. Of course, I'll talk about it. I want to talk about it. And it's important that women do as well. How did you feel about getting pregnant then afterwards? Was there a bit of I need to wait a while, or did you want to kind of get going as soon as you could?
Well, I think anyone who's listening will know it was my first pregnancy I lost. So it was very exciting to be pregnant again, but it was also terrifying. So it's a very confusing feeling, because you want to be excited and you want to start telling people, but you also are terrified because of the trauma that's all you have experienced, is that trauma of the loss. So I actually had a therapist help me through the first 12 weeks, because I think the first part is the hardest when you've had a loss when you're pregnant again. So just to help my anxiety, because you are anxious, because a lot of pregnancy is out of your control. So you kind of become very controlling about what you can control. So I'm asking, is this pasteurized? Can I eat this? Can I do this? So it can definitely take over. Your anxiety can take over, but you also want to try and be as relaxed as possible. So it's a lot to ask of women after they've had a loss to kind of be excited and act normal, because you've just gone through something very traumatic, and mine was quite quick after. We got pregnant quite quick. But I think that my therapist really helped me through and helped me with my anxiety and gave me tools and breathing to kind of help with any time I felt anxious. And with every scan and with every day that passes, I'm getting more and more relaxed and more confident and just staying hopeful and positive and, hoping for the best. So it is hard, but I think there's not all the women that I've, a lot of the women I've spoken to have gone on to have babies. So that gave me hope as well. And seeing other women's stories who've been through miscarriage and then have babies, or, you know, it's just, you just got to keep going and not give up.
I always think about Rosanna Davison and how, what an amazing, I've never had her on the show. I'd love to get her on. I just think, isn't she just the most incredible, incredible person? I think it was 14 losses that she had.
Yeah.
And now look at her with her three babies. She's got, she's up to her neck in poo. But
exactly.
What a strong woman and what a strong couple, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, you just have to really, and it's hard because it's very mentally taxing. I've only had one and I can't even imagine what she went through at all. But to keep going and to keep persevering and to get her miracle children at the end of it is just like amazing. And those are the type of stories that help you keep hope and keep positive. But it's all about looking after yourself and your mental health and self-care and self-love and and taking it easy. And definitely after mine, I, you know, just was taking care of myself. I went to acupuncture. I started on, you know, lots of supplements and vitamins and just really like, what can I control? What can I take care of? Taking care of my body and slowing down and eliminating stress and everything like that. So I hope that all helps.
You're the healthiest you've ever been.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I actually feel the best I've ever felt being pregnant because I suffer with endometriosis. So pregnancy kind of helped my endometriosis go away. So it's actually been very nice to have the energy that I wouldn't normally have day to day.
Yeah. And when is baby due then?
December.
December. Okay. So when are you going to take a break and stop working and talking to the likes of me?
Well, actually, I've been, you know, making music to me doesn't really feel like work. It's just something that I love to do. But definitely throughout my pregnancy, I have been taking it a lot more easier. I used to be quite intense workload, but all my teams are very understanding about, you know, being pregnant and making sure I have ample rest time. So chatting to you is not work at all. It's lovely to have a chat, so it's totally fine. But yeah, I'll be taking off. I probably will stop in like the end of October, and I'll be taking off a good few months then to start this new chapter.
And I'd say now you'll be inspired. You'll be up in the middle of the night writing music because you're up anyway. You might as well.
Well, I actually still am writing, like, because I always write in advance. So I am already started on my next album. So there's lots that comes with the life changes and the big life moments. I'm getting married next year and everything like that. So I'm definitely already writing songs for the next album. So, but it's fab, you know, sitting down in bed and writing lyrics at 5 a.m. when I'm up. So it's grand.
I don't know how you come up with them. I'd be sitting there, the cat sat on the mat. That'd be the extent of my my lyric ability. I'll definitely never make a songwriter, that's for sure. Listen, Ruthanne, it's been great catching up. Congratulations on the pregnancy, and I hope everything goes well. And do you know what you're having? I hate when people say that.
I do, it's a girl.
Oh, you're having a little girl? Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, fantastic. God, the wardrobe is going to be full of dresses and clothes and everything.
Yeah, definitely. I'm really excited.
Brilliant. The EP came out yesterday. Ruthanne Cunningham, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
This is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.